Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tis the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Got a question for you, Paul. Do you have your real ID?
Oh, yeah. I got it sometime last year, I think. It was last year.
Well, remember all the acrimony leading up to May 7th, because that was the absolute deadline, and this had been kicked down the road. They blamed COVID. And
then what happened? When there was this big deadline that came along, and then people who showed up at the airport without a real ID, because a lot of them were probably unaware they needed one, what happened?
Well, they ended up getting pulled aside, I guess, and asked some additional questions.
But they didn't stop them from flying like they said they would, did they?
Yeah, so travelers without real ID now or other acceptable identification, of course, you can fly with a passport. That's 100% acceptable if you have one, but there's some new twist to this story. So AAA's director of public affairs, our friend from AAA East Central, James Garrity, is with us. Good morning, Jim.
Gentlemen, good morning.
So I assume, as Paul indicated, a lot of people did not have their real ID, but they were able to fly by showing some other ways to confirm their identity. But there's a new set of rules that it's going to kick in, I guess, February 1st.
Yeah, and it seems that the airports have had, you know, lack of a better term, backup plans that have helped people get through. And then starting in February, that they're going to have to start charging for that. So it's kind of a continuation of the same thing we've been talking about now, going all the way back to, you know, when I think about 2005, when a lot of the stuff was rolled out, is that, you know, they're enforcing it. And now this is going to be another level of enforcement, it seems like.
And they have another level of technology called Confirm ID using biometric information that's going to be an option too, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so really at the heart of this conversation, and even with the new technologies, it's another thing where you look at your personal situation and say, what is right for me? If you don't travel that much, it might be using that technology when you go through the airport. But, and I think really a lot of the people who are regular travelers, business travelers, they saw this coming. They knew Real ID was on the horizon. They've had their Real ID for a long time. But I've talked to people who, you know, they travel once in a while. I would say, though, you never know when you have to fly, right? You never know when you might have to jump on a plane. So you really need to sit down, look at all your options and say, what is right for us? And even though, you know, the deadline's passed, you can still go out and get that real ID. Just because the deadline's passed doesn't mean that, you know, you can't go and sign up for it still.
But those opposed to getting one, there is a workaround then, what you're saying, at the airport. You get pulled aside, you have an opportunity to prove your identity in other ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that said, it's going to cost you $45.
And what kind of a delay are we talking about here? Do you have any idea yet?
Well, an exact time, I can't say exactly how long, but it does add time to your trip. So it's personal. I mean, it's personal preference. Do you want to go to the airport a little bit early if you don't fly that much? Do you want to pay that extra money? Or do you want to go through the process of obtaining your real ID?
Which costs what? 60-some bucks, right?
I don't know the exact number at the top of my head, but something 60-some bucks. And then every year when you get it renewed, it's you know, the cost that you would pay to get your license renewed. But for a lot of people, that process, the difficult part is going to be finding the documents. You know, I know plenty of people who thought they had the right documents and then went in and turns out, well, on a technicality, they did not. So, you know, you got to get on the, if you do want to get your real ID, you have to make sure that you get those documents as soon as possible. And if this is the air that you're going to fly, you want to get on that really quick. I know people who are going to be traveling domestically, maybe for the first time in a while, You know, a lot of people haven't traveled since before COVID.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's something you want to get on sooner than later, but there is another option at the airport. It just might not be what's best for you. It depends on your personal situation.
Well, I mean, if you want to spend the $45, fine. But when you renew your license just for a regular four-year renewal, it's $39.50, and then they tack on another $30
exactly.
for the real ID. So it's $69.50 all told. So if you do the math, it's a little bit cheaper to go through the one time and prove who you are. But on the other hand,
it does bear repeating that if you do have a passport, that is a real ID acceptable piece of identification. That and real ID isn't an ID per se. It's more of a set of standards that your license has met, that you've gone through the extra steps to prove your identity through a couple extra means, as opposed to the normal ID or driver's license.
Yeah, and if you do get pulled aside from the line because you don't have real ID, that process with Confirm ID, they say, takes 10 to 15 minutes on average, which tacks on that much time to your personal process. And a lot of people have asked, why are we doing this anyway to fly domestically? And it dates back to the federal government mandated enhanced forms of identification in the wake of 9/11. So it's been that long until they got this process in place May 7th of last year. So,
everyone kind of in the travel space knows there's been several delays, and it's finally here. Even though it's here now, there are workarounds. I from the travel perspective, at AAA, in our travel agency, we're talking with our members and we're walking them through this process. Everyone has a lot of questions. Regular travelers, again, they're kind of in the loop already, but that example still comes up. You never know when you might have to jump on an airplane, right? You never know when, but let's say you have family across the country, if something might come up that you need to travel, good or bad. So it's something you just sit down, think about it, but don't delay,
All right, Jim, appreciate the update. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.
James Garrity from AAA East Central here in the Pittsburgh area.
Larry, so it's kind of a hassle in that you have to round up all the documents that you need to take them with you to the DMV to get your real ID when you renew your license, if that's the time you pick to do it. But on the other hand, the way I looked at it was, it's really far less inconvenient than spending an additional 15 minutes going through security. I mean, it's already mind-numbingly boring, right? Standing in line waiting to clear through the screenings and everything, and then you got to go prove who you are before you can even do that.
So the real ID documents you need, just to give you a quick update, proving your identity, a social security number, PA residency, two proofs, any legal name changes, bringing originals or certified copies to a driver's license center for in-person verification, though you can pre-verify online first. Acceptable proofs include birth certificates, passports, social security cards, W-2s, utility bills, bank statements, marriage certificates. So it's a lot.
Yeah, I did that, and it kicked me back to go and do it in person. They did want a birth certificate with a seal, a stamp seal.
Right.
So I brought that. I brought my social security card. You can't just tell them what your number is. And then I brought him a power bill to show him that I was a resident and had a place here in Allegheny County at the time it was.
And you know what happens? Just by nature, a lot of people hear all that and they go,
Right?
Yeah. They just keep kicking it down the road like the government did for 20 years.
Yes, but, I think that in the final analysis, the most telling thing about all of this is that they wanted to implement this right after 9/11, and look where we're at today.
It took them once they got, so 9/11 is 2001. It took them till 2005 to actually get the legislation from the federal government, then took 20 years to implement.
And it's still not fully implemented.
No, and that's part of the reason they made a deadline, but they had to make provisions, as we're seeing now. But now they're trying to strengthen it up again. So that's a lot of bureaucracy.
Well, I would like to just say that that's your tax dollars at work, and mine too.
20 years to get that implemented.
Oh,
and
man.
It's still not there yet, 100%.